Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texan.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Steve Dale's Pet World.
Hello. Welcome to meeting me.
Steve is a certified animal behavior consultant. And he's here to help you.
Why, that's messed up.
You're so wise.
Just me by my size, do you?
Like a miniature Buddha.
Am I a hero?
Call right now, 866-554-PETS.
I really can't say, but yes.
People like me.
That's right. Call toll-free, 866-554-7387.
Oh, you're a pretty little kitty, aren't you?
Who doesn't remember Seinfeld and probably watched the reruns? Now, we could be talking to Elaine. No, she wasn't available. We could be talking to Jerry. He wasn't available either. But Jay Peterman will be here. John O'Hurley. He will be broadcasting the National Dog Show presented by Purina. And that, and who knows what else we'll talk about. You never know with him. He is a renaissance man, a man of the world. He really is. And we'll talk, as I say, you never know. You get on the phone with John O'Hurley, and you really never know what you're going to be talking about. I do know that for cats who scratch, oh, let's go back in time. Woo, woo, woo. That's the Wayback Machine. Go back 30 years, declaw, cats. That was the answer. That's the wrong answer. I mean, really wrong answer. It's an amputation. So it's not like clipping your nails, if you don't know. It is like take any other finger and point it at me and bend at the knuckle. It's cutting it off from the knuckle on to the tip of your finger. That's what we're doing to cats. We don't need to do that. Now there's a new tool, and we'll talk with a veterinary behaviorist about just what that tool is and how it can work. You've heard me talk about the dog flu before on the show, and flu season in dogs doesn't end. In fact, here's how it gets worse. When dogs travel more than they ever do. So now at this time of year, and that's exactly what's happening. I'll talk about where it's happening and what you can do maybe to prevent it from happening. And there is something you can do about it. And I'll describe what that is. But most of all, here to help you, 866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387, toll free. On the phone now from California, this is Gail. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you in Southern California?
No, northern, the best part.
So how can I help you?
Okay. We have this darling dog named Holly. She's about the size of a border collie, but anyway, she is definitely afraid of the fire in the fireplace.
Oh, no.
Especially the crackling. Mm-hmm. That seems to unnerve her. And this has been going on a couple of years, and it seemed to kind of, now I don't know, I might be guessing, but develop when the grandchildren got their cap guns. And she got really afraid of those cap guns. And I'm thinking that the crackling of the fire reminds her of the cap guns.
I bet you're right. So the first thing I would do when the grandkids come over,
uh-huh,
if they're still playing with cap guns,
uh-huh,
not around the dog.
Right. No, we've put the kibosh
good.
On that.
Good. Okay, so the second thing I would do is I would give her something else to do as you light the fire. Does she get afraid even before you light the fire?
Oh, my. When my husband brings in the logs, yes, she starts trembling.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Couple things. First of all, check out this product. It's called Adaptil. It's a copy of a pheromone, and we'll send you some, but it takes us a couple of weeks to get it out, and you probably want to light a fire or two or three or five before then. So you can get it at any pet store. You can get it online. It's called Adaptil, A-D-A-P-T-I-L. It's a copy of a pheromone that helps to relax dogs.
Okay.
Now, this in of itself will help, but it's not in of itself a miracle cure. We need to do more than that. But definitely, and you could use the Adaptil collar. So that way, would you say your dog is anxious in general or not so much?
She kind of is. She is a little bit. She's not a yippy, that kind of nervous, but she gets scared easily.
Okay, so this collar may benefit her in general. It also comes in a plug-in form that you could plug it in the room, and it diffuses in the room. You don't smell it. Technically, your dog doesn't either, but senses it.
Uh-huh.
But I would say the collar, because that way, no matter where your dog goes, Adaptil will be with your dog. So that's one thing I would consider right off the bat, just by the basis of your description. No side effects, no downside. So that's the first thing.
Okay.
Second thing what I would do is even before you light your next fire, if you possibly can, is tell your husband to take out the firewood, give your dog something really amazing either to chew on or to work on. Here's what I mean by work on. Stuffing, say, low-fat peanut butter or low-fat cream cheese inside a Kong toy or another dog toy. There are a bunch of them out there that the dog can really work on. Whatever motivates your dog, it could be cheese, but nothing your dog's going to get out instantly. Your dog really has to sterilize bone that you really stuff in there really good. That's one possibility.
Okay.
The other is, and it depends on what your dog is most motivated by. Every dog is different. Something your dog can chew on for a while. It could be a rawhide. It could be a big dental stick. Something that'll take an antler ear is good. But something that will take your dog a long time. That whatever your dog loves most. Every dog is different. So whatever works and would be, you think, more motivating for your dog. So you take that out. All right, but you don't take it out yet. You wait until your husband brings in the firewood, and simultaneously, you give your dog that. Your dog, your husband is ordered now not to light a fire. Just bring in the wood. That's all. And the wood sits there.
Okay.
Then the next day, brings in some more wood. You're going to have a lot of wood in your house by the time I'm done. And same thing, nothing happens as far as lighting a fire, but your dog gets a treat. And you do this until your dog, because your dog is nervous even before. It's like the person whose dog is afraid of the vacuum.
Yes.
And you just open the closet door where the vacuum cleaner is kept and your dog gets worried. So what I want to do is we're opening that closet door now. So I want your dog to not anticipate fear.
Okay.
And in fact, to be maybe motivated positively by, oh, the firewood comes, so that means I get this amazing cookie. Or something to chew on that'll take your dog some time. Really, your dog will be focused on it.
Gotcha.
Now, once you're at that point, then, and by the way, you're going to have a pile of wood in your house if you do this a couple times a day. So when you get, it's no problem to bring some of the wood back outside. But then once this fear period, once you've got it down and your dog, and it could take weeks to be honest with you, but this is the right way to do it. And once your dog says, you know, I don't care that he's bringing in the wood. In fact, maybe I like it because now I get a cookie or something better.
Yes.
Then light the fire.
Okay.
And if it were me, I would make it a really small fire.
Oh, okay.
And one piece of wood that's off on the side, you're not even lighting that piece of wood. You're lighting like a sheet of newspaper or something. So it burns up in 20 seconds. Your dog doesn't know that you're only going to light a piece of newspaper, and it's poof, gone, just like that, the fire.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So take that slow. Then put a couple, maybe a kindling wood in there or something. That'll burn real quickly and won't pop, something that you know is real dry. Same thing. It'll burn so fast that your dog won't be worried, you hope. And by the way, you're giving your dog this amazing cookie as you light the fire. It's not a cookie necessarily, again, that the dog's going to chomp on. It'll be gone in 2 seconds because ultimately this fire is going to burn a while.
Yes.
And you're now, after you do all of that, now you're maybe ready to light the fire that'll burn a while. But your dog, meanwhile, is hopefully, if you've got it down, distracted by chewing on whatever your dog is chewing on or working on.
Ah, gotcha.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to the only radio show that carries a little plastic bag so it can pick up after itself. Here's Steve Dale.
I don't know where the time went. I mean, it seems like I just did a program where I said, Happy New Year! Welcome to 2017. And now we're almost on the other end of 2017. And so far this year, more than half of America, well over half the states in this country, have seen H3N2 dog flu. There are two strains of dog flu. That's one of the two strains, obviously the most common strain. And right now there is an epidemic. Well, no. Let me say that again. An outbreak. I shouldn't say epidemic. There's an outbreak of flu. But I'll tell you, some would say there's enough flu going on where we could call it an epidemic, even though I didn't mean to use that word. Definitely an outbreak in Ohio and spreading. But already we've seen so much flu in Kentucky, in Tennessee, nearby states, Indiana, Illinois for sure. But a lot of other states as well. And I saw one television report in Ohio that said, the way to avoid the dog flu, the TV reporter said this, is to not take your dog to a dog park. Well, no. The way to avoid the dog flu is to vaccinate, for Christ's sakes. And the problem with waiting until the flu is in your community is that you get an initial shot. Your dog does, not you. Gets the initial shot. And you need a booster, your dog does, not you, 2 weeks later. So by the time, if it's already all around you and you wait, then your dog cannot be with other dogs for 2 weeks. Not near other dogs, no dog training classes, no grooming facility, no boarding facility, no doggy daycare, no dog parks. So yes, dogs get flu the same way we get flu, by being around other dogs. And that's how they communicate the flu to one another. Even a dog walking down the street, saying hello, wagging a tail, sniffing another dog, can easily get, you know, in high rises, In Chicago, for example, sharing an elevator, even if there's not another dog there right then, the dog that was there a half hour before you could have just licked the side of the elevator. Your dog does the same thing, and your dog gets the flu. That's actually happened many times. Way around all that isn't to be antisocial, really. I mean, you'll have to be if the dog flu is everywhere where you are. But the way around it, vaccinate before the dog flu gets there. So if you're planning to travel at Thanksgiving, well, it's too late, right? Because you need the booster a couple weeks later. But if you're planning to travel, say, at around for the holidays around Christmas, now is the time to vaccinate. Coming up next, we go to the National Dog Show presented by Purina. John O'Hurley will be here. He's been on Dancing with the Stars. He's on all these golf competitions on television. He is the host of game shows. That game show, that game show, that game show. He writes books and he announces dog shows. We'll talk to him next.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
I don't even know what this word means, but I think it describes John O'Hurley, a bon vivant. Does that sound good?
A bon vivant. It's lovely. Thank you very much, Steve.
I don't know what it means, but
I'm
somehow
the rest of the day on that comment alone.
Well, somehow it seems to describe you. I mean, whether it's the golf tournaments on television, whether it's you hosting a game show, whether it's you appearing on TV commercials, on radio commercials, in a sitcom on television, and of course, famous for playing Jay Peterman on Seinfeld. You do so many things, including now for 17 years, perhaps, broadcasting the National Dog Show presented by Purina.
That's right. Yeah, we started in 2002, so I would say this would be our 16th year.
Okay. But I do need to ask you a very important question. So we watched Dancing with the Stars, and what people may not know is you were there for the first season. So is there going to be, I just heard today there's going to be a Roseanne, the TV show Roseanne, there's going to be a reunion. Is there going to be a Dancing with the Stars reunion?
Well, you know, occasionally they do bring back people from previous years. They've asked me on several occasions, but it's very difficult. To underscore what you were saying about being busy, it would be really difficult for me to be able to give up 13 weeks of my life right now to go back and dance again. I have so many other things going on.
Yeah, was it a fun? Was it the experience as intensive yet fun as people suggest?
I don't think it's possible to communicate how complicated and how difficult it is. The little clips you see on video really don't capture how difficult and exhausting this entire process is, not only physically but mentally, because every week that you are you escape the bouncer's thumb there, all it means is that you get to go back into the studio the following morning and start learning a dance routine that you had and you have no idea what that dance style is. So it's just you're constantly learning stuff new. And it's easier for the dancers. They understand the styles. But when you somebody like me, I had never done a rumba before. I'd never done a paso roble, and I haven't done one since, by the way. And people always ask me what I was good at, and I said anything that didn't end in a vowel.
Well, we just got off the phone with your friend David Fry, who will also be broadcasting with you again the National Dog Show presented by Purina on Thanksgiving Day. And David, just so you know, he made it clear that he made it possible for you to have a career. That's exactly what he said. And, you both have a lot in common. One thing you have in common are dogs, and you've written books. I've left out the books. You've written books about dogs as well. One thing that's going to be sort of the focus this year at the dog show is, yes, these are dogs that are in dog shows, but they also live in homes like all other dogs. And like all other dogs, they mean something special to us. What do your dogs, first of all, tell me about your dogs, and what do they mean to you personally? Not showbiz. Forget about showbiz. I mean, personally.
Yes. Well, I've been lucky enough to have a dog in my lap my entire life. I don't remember a time when I didn't have a dog. From the age of my earliest memories of being 3 and 4 years old, I always had a little dog. And back then, it was Taffy, my little brown dachshund, who was my pal. But today, I have three dogs. I have a Cavalier King Charles. I have a Havanese. And this year, I added to that a little rescue dog. And it has a wonderful little story that goes along with it. I was out with Purina there in St. Louis opening up the wonderful new Humane Society that they have in St. Louis, state-of-the-art facility, and I was the keynote speaker for the evening and for the opening. And I said to them, I really should be holding a dog if I'm going to be speaking to people and doing, press obligations. So I went into the back of the Humane Society where they had the shelter there, and I found this little small dog, this little rust-colored terrier. And, I always say, dogs find you. You don't find them. And at the same time I looked at her, she looked at me, and that was it. I took her up, and I presented her as I was talking to people, giving the keynote address. And all the time that I'm holding her, she is burrowing deeper and deeper into my jacket. So at one point, she had only her two legs and just the tip of her tail sticking out. And the deeper she went in, the more the crowd responded by going, aw, aw, aw. And finally, at the end of my remarks, the dog had completely disappeared into my jacket. And I looked in there and I said, would you like to come back to Beverly Hills?
Well, I can't top that. I'll just say you can hear and see John O'Hurley, National Dog Show, Thanksgiving Day, presented by Purina. Thank you, John.
Thanks again, Steve.
866-554-PETS. 866-554-7387. Toll free. Back to your calls next.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio. Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
What's up with you, Annette?
My kitty cat, Pippi. He's a very fussy eater. I can't seem to maintain one steady diet. He'll try something, eat it two or three times, and then he quits.
Mm-hmm.
And I am running out of options right now. In fact, today, he's bugging me right now. He's meowing at me. I don't know what to feed him right now. What I just gave him was some little bit of turkey, sliced turkey from the deli.
Yes.
He ate a little bit, but he wants no more. So now he's bugging me. He's meowing at me, yelling at me. And I'm just, let me tell you what I went through this past week. I cooked him the whiting fish. I gave him shrimp. I tried a couple of flavors of Fancy Feast that he enjoys. He's been eating a little bit of his dry cat food, Meow Mix. And I just go around and around in circles.
All right, it sounds as though overall your cat eats better than I.
So, oh.
I think. I really wouldn't worry about it. I mean, cats, we don't want cats to actually go on a crash diet. That either the kind that's the cat just won't eat for whatever reason, because cats really can suffer a severe problem as a result of that. So we don't want a cat to go 24 hours without eating. But I bet that your cat wouldn't.
You're talking to an Italian. I can't see anybody going without eating.
I want to come to your house for sure now. So what we want to do is, if your cat likes rotating foods, brands, and you don't have to mention the brand names to me.
Okay.
But as long as they're approved quality brands, and if your cat prefers variety, that's probably not a bad thing.
But it's not that he eats it. He sticks his nose up in the air at it, and I try all things at one time, and he just won't eat anything.
So you offer like a buffet.
Well, this is what my husband said. I have too much down there for him at one time. He's confused.
I don't think so. But here's where I agree with your husband. Just present breakfast, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. If it's mostly moist food, which it sounds like it's partially moist and partially dry, if it's whatever it is, offer it. And if your cat doesn't eat, pick it up. And either when you get home from work then, or a few hours later if you are home, then offer it again and give your cat 15 minutes. And if your cat doesn't eat it, pick it up again. Put it down a couple of hours later, unless there is something physically going on with your cat. How old is your cat?
He's about 5 years old.
Okay,
and he did have an episode last year. I had to take him to the vets, and he was on that hunger strike again. So I do let him in the backyard. Whatever he found to eat in the backyard must not have agreed with him. He had to go to the vet. He didn't eat for a few days. He dehydrated. Had to stay in overnight and get the intravenous.
Well, that's why I'm a proponent of indoor cats, and that's why when they're outdoors, I'm a fan of. That's fine because they get wonderful. Okay, let me finish. They get wonderful enrichment outdoors, but that's why. So it's fine that your cat was out there in an enclosed space, but supervision's important because of what just happened would probably not have happened if you were out there watching. But aside from that, it happened, and that was some time ago. If your cat is in generally good health, then probably, and let us know, you know, contact us back. But I'm thinking that your cat is not going to go a day without eating. Now, if your cat does go 24 hours plus and hasn't eaten in, say, I don't know, 30 hours,
okay,
36 hours, something of that nature,
then
I'd pull out the turkey and talk to your veterinarian. But my guess is that as long as it's a food your cat generally likes, and if you want, you know, some cats are finicky, just like some people are. So if brand A doesn't work on a Monday, maybe it'll work on a Wednesday, but in the meantime, try brand B. And if your cat is that way, and some cats are, I think that's fair.
Okay.
But I would be surprised if your cat, as long as you're giving more than one option, for cats that want more than one option, not all care, but for cats that do care, offer more than one option, not necessarily at a time, but if brand A doesn't work, your first offering, then try brand B and your second offering. But while I shouldn't, you know, don't let it go more than a day and a half without your cat eating, my guess is it won't go that far anyway.
What I'm trying to do is get him to stay on his dry food.
Okay, so what you can do, there's some... Why, by the way?
Well, it's supposed to be more nutritious.
No.
That's not true?
No.
Well,
in fact, I'm a proponent of feeding some moist food. Dry food has a lot of carbohydrates in it, and it's too long of a discussion to have here. But there's a contingent out there that says moist food only for cats.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's the case. I don't necessarily believe that. But I do now believe that a percent of your cat's food should be moist food. What percent is, you know, that's up to you. But 20, 30, 40% maybe of your cat's... Also, the cats are by nature, our indoor cats are dehydrated, many of them. We have a nation filled with dehydrated cats, and we don't even know it. So they get more water in that moist food. In fact, what I tell people to do is add a couple drops more of water to the moist food. If your cat prefers moist food, let your cat eat mostly moist food. I think that's fine. And I think that's probably maybe I'm going to get in trouble for saying this by some, but maybe even healthier than mostly dry food.
Yeah.
And I think that giving some dry food, I feed both, you know, so I don't think dry food is a bad thing per se, but
right.
certainly moist food might be, at least some moist food in the diet is probably a good idea.
Right.
All
well,
right.
Isn't the dry food good for their teeth, though?
It has perhaps some benefit, but that
yeah.
might be overrated some.
Yeah.
And some benefit doesn't mean that's all the cat has to eat.
And, you know, one quick thing I want to add.
And
sometimes,
then, okay, very fast.
When he has food in his dish
yes.
and he won't eat it, sometimes he don't even see it. I have to stick his nose in it. But if he won't eat it and I spread it on the floor, he'll gobble it up.
Hmm. Well, that just might be your cat's thing.
Oh,
you know, and what cats like to do is they if it's moving, if we're talking about, I assume you mean the kibble and you're not spreading moist food on the floor. So
right.
the movement of the kibble might interest your cat. You know,
yeah.
cats like movement. The other thing I tell folks is it might be more interesting for your cat if you put food in, say, two or three different places in the house.
Yeah.
So your cat kind of has to hunt for the food.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't go there yet. I just want to make sure your cat is eating regularly.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, there's a big money factor in here, too. Like yesterday, I cooked
well,
a grouper. It cost me $7 for the package.
I think your cat's in control of your house, which isn't necessarily
yeah.
bad. But I'm thinking you've been trained by your cat. Annette, I have to run. Hold on. We're going to send you a cat toy, okay?
I care about cats and dogs, obviously. I wouldn't be here if I didn't. But I care about not only pet cats, but outdoor cats, the community cats, the feral cats, whatever you call them. I care a lot about them, and sometimes they cause problems. That is the topic in our email question of the week. You can email me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. Our question is next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email Steve at petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The snow is falling. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed. And your dog is giving you that look. You know the look. He wants to go outside. He wants a walk. He wants you to get up off that cozy couch, bundle up, and venture out into the cold with him. What's a dog owner to do? A dog owner like you hops off that couch, bundles up, and takes your dog outside with joy. Why? Because you love your dog, and you use SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws, the all-natural, fast-acting, salt-free ice melter, was awarded the EPA Safer Choice Standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or vegetation. And because it uses magnesium chloride, it's more effective at melting ice and safer for your family and your pets. And since you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results, you'll save money. Melt the ice around your home safely this winter. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retailer near you.
Right now, in your own backyard, there's a restless, hungry crowd waiting to be fed. It's not your in-laws who visit every summer like a recurring nightmare. I'm talking about parasites, ravenous fleas, starving mosquitoes, ticks with empty bellies, all looking for their next meal.
Is that Labradoodle I smell?
Don't let these famished little fiends make a meal of your dog.
Well, I'm going to engorge myself.
Get the unmatched protection of Vectra 3D. Vectra 3D quickly repels and kills hungry parasites, fleas, ticks, mosquitoes, and other biting pests. Vectra 3D has more kinds of protection than any other flea and tick brand, and it's only available from your veterinarian. Get up to $25 in savings with purchase. Please don't feed the parasites.
Say hello to Rover, a.k.a. dinner.
Let's eat.
Please go first.
My mouth parts are watering.
AB negative, my favorite.
Visit your veterinarian for Vectra 3D or VectraPet.com to learn more.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry. A new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait. Vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
He's off leash and running free. Right here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires. It's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian, before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Next week on the show, we will be talking about Diabetes Awareness Month. And in pets, I want you to be aware, too, we do have an epidemic. I mentioned epidemic earlier when I was speaking about dog flu. Well, that might not be an epidemic. Certainly there are outbreaks all over. And it might be, you know, there's a fine line sometimes. There is no doubt there is an epidemic of diabetes, particularly in cats, but in dogs as well. Why is that the case? We'll talk about that next week on the show. Also, to keep your pets safe over Thanksgiving.
Three simple words.
You've got mail.
Woo-hoo!
You can always email your questions to steve at petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my indoor cats are angry because of wandering neighborhood cats. They've begun the spray. What do I do? Because I don't want speckles and freckles to be unhappy. You could rename your cats, but that's another story altogether. I understand. I mean, you've got these cats that you have no control over. I don't know, you didn't say, and you may not know whether they're owned by people in the neighborhood or these are stray or feral cats. What do you do about it? Well, you could catch them in a humane trap, bring them to a facility that'll spay or neuter the cats, and then let them back out somewhere else. But let's try some other things first that are a bit more practical. One is that you can buy, it's a motion detector sprinkler. It's called the Scarecrow. It's available online. Go to Amazon or somewhere. I've seen them as little as $39.99, or they could be twice that price. And what this is, it's a motion detector sprinkler. So when cats wander by, the sprinkler sees them and then sprays water on the cats. Cats do not like that. Another idea is, believe it or not, you can get what I'm about to say online, but you can get anything online, coyote urine or wolf urine, and put that out in your grass or wherever the cats are going, your garden, and the cats, in theory, will stay away. Problem with that is sometimes, in theory, doesn't really, the cats don't read the handbook, and they're not bothered by it, but most of the time, the biggest problem is it rains one day, and then you have to reapply it. But that is another idea as well. But if they are owned cats from someone in the community and you know whose they are, then try to talk to that owner and say, listen, it's going crazy in my house because of this. Now, what do you do about the cats in your house? Well, while the time the cats are outside, you can put the cats in another part of the house. Definitely, there's a product called Feel Away, and that's an appeasing pheromone. Get the Feel Away spray. So Feel Away comes in several different formats, in a collar, in a diffuser that you plug into the wall. This purpose, the spray is best. And literally, spray the Feel Away spray over where the cats in your house, freckles and speckles, have sprayed. And that is what you do to lower the anxiety and stress that those outdoor cats are truly causing. But also keeping speckles and freckles in another part of the house may help. Another thing you can do is close the shades or the blinds so the cats cannot see the outdoor cats. Your cats indoors cannot see the outdoor cats. You can email me your questions, steve at petworldradio.net. Your cat scratching in all the wrong places? We have the answers with veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve at petworldradio.net.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again.
Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769. Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Veterinary behaviorist Dr. Teresa DePorter is here to talk about what cats do. And one thing that they do is they scratch. And even if we declaw our cats, which I want to talk to you about, they still go through the motions. It is hardwired in a cat to do this behavior.
Yes. Cats will exhibit destructive scratching on, you know, on owners' things around the home. Could be furniture, doorways, windows, and they will exhibit this scratching behavior. And if they have claws, which is the intent for them to make a markation into the surface where they can deposit these semiochemicals, that necessarily destroys carpet, walls, upholstery. and owners aren't pleased with this. As many as 50% of owners report that they don't like the destructive behaviors that their cats do.
Now, on the other hand, there are cats that only scratch, or mostly scratch, where we want them to scratch. Mm-hmm. So it's not every cat. But here's what every cat is, I think, a blogger. Communicating to themselves, communicating to other cats, if there are other cats in the home, communicating to people, even though we don't understand that communication, mm-hmm. by scratching.
Well, yes, I think there are many cats that will use a scratching post that's been given. I also think there are a lot of cats that have selected something in the house. My own cat is starting to chew on the laundry hamper or scratch on the laundry hamper, and he does it every day. And I've given up a long time ago that this laundry hamper is his now. And so even though it's not the intended scratching post, it's no longer important to me. And when I've talked to owners, I think there are a lot of household items that the cats do scratch on that they don't consider inappropriate because it's no longer important to them.
So what do we do if a cat scratches on something that is important to us, mm-hmm. that we don't want the cat scratching on? What are our choices? And now there's a new arsenal, if you will. Now, one choice is to declaw. And I want to address that, and please explain what this is and why I suspect your opinion matches mine. This might not be the right solution.
Right. And declawing is a surgical procedure in which we're removing the cat's last digit, and therefore they're not able to have their claws and embed into things. And this is a normal behavior for cats. So I do think it's inappropriate for us to just automatically declaw cats. So there are many other things we can do to help provide appropriate patterns of behavior, particularly if we start with that cat as a young kitten and establish good patterns and good habits for this kitten to scratch on.
So what can we do?
Some of the things we want to do is look at offering a desirable scratching post. I've done one study, a survey study, looking at the type of post that cats want. And cats want a post that is about 3 feet tall, is about 2 to 3 feet wide, particularly stable. And many of the cats seem to prefer the sisal rope. But each cat's an individual, so we want to follow what surface they like and provide that in the area where they've been resting and then also in the area where they're scratching on other materials. So if their pattern is to scratch in the living room, then we need to provide an appropriate, desirable place for them to scratch in that location.
So how do we communicate to these cats? Here is where I want you to scratch. Now, you've defined some of that by providing a post that is of a certain height, that is sturdy. But in addition to that, there is now something new we can do.
Yeah, there's a new product now. Feelaway has produced Feel a Scratch. And this is a product that uses a semiochemical, so a pheromone message that can be embedded into this post that helps draw the cat to that location. Many things when we think about changing behavior, it's how to get something to stop. This is a product where we can now encourage the cat to go to the location that we want. This is applied by using a pipette that has a blue dye in it, has some catnip to draw them, but most importantly, it has a pheromone called FIS, Feline Interdigital Semiochemical.
And you literally put this along, which is easy to apply, on the scratching post, not on the cat.
Not on the cat.
On the scratching post. And this sends a message that you don't smell. You don't notice unless you look at the blue dye, but you can turn it around so you don't see the blue dye so much, right? And you put this on the post, and the cat says, aha, this says my name on it, and this is where I go.
Yes. So that blue line needs to be in an upright manner so the cat thinks that it's another scratching mark, so a laceration, and then makes it want to come and scratch in that location. At the same time the cat is picking up the Feel a Scratch product, they're also depositing their own interdigital pheromones to help draw them back to that location and feel as though that's the appropriate place for them to scratch on a regular basis.
And I suppose that's the secret sauce, to get the cat to scratch there a couple of times, and now the cat, oh, that's my place to go. The name of the product, again, that we are talking about is called Feel a Scratch. Dr. Teresa DePorter, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Next week, diabetes awareness, and also two-time Olympian Johnny Weir.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.